Absolutely. Good to see you. Good to see you. Awesome, awesome, awesome. God is good, isn't He? His Word is alive. You know, the church is not supposed to be part of the problem. We're supposed to be part of the answer, right? Not part of the answer, the answer. Because we're supposed to reflect Jesus in everything that we do. Amen? This morning I felt inspired of the Spirit of God to speak about a new beginning. Glory to God. And we know that the building is not the church, but we're the church, right? We're the church. But we've got to rise up in who God has made us to be. Let me say that again. You are more than what you think you are. You are more than what your circumstances dictate that you are. You are more than what the world sees you as. Come on. I know that in myself I'm nothing, but I'm not in myself. I'm not even in my right mind. Because I have the mind of Christ. Amen? I have His ability on the inside of me. And so when we're talking about a new beginning, what I'm referring to is us beginning to meditate on who He's made us to be, rather than living our lives out of just allowing things to come to us. Amen? And if you get in your Bibles, we're going to go to the first book, the book of Genesis. Genesis chapter 1. And as you're turning there, I do want to pray over the offering, but I feel impressed to pray a little bit differently. And that is this way. I'm going to pray for your finances. Glory. Yeah, sweet. Glory to God. Because I believe God is the God who meets all of our needs. Amen? I believe that He can even, in the midst of famine, bring us provision. Amen? Hallelujah. So let me just pray over you right now in Jesus' name. Father, I just thank You. You've been so faithful. You've been so good. And You've given us such a generous spirit that, Father, we just want to acknowledge You. And when we bring our tithes and our offerings to the storehouse, God, You're so faithful. But, Lord, You said that if we did that, that You'd open the windows of heaven and You'd pour out such a blessing that we could not contain it in the midst of the four walls of our storehouses. And so, Lord, I just proclaim that over everybody in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank You for giving people new jobs. I thank You, God, for increasing funds that have been tucked away. And Lord, I just ask that You would cause the enemy to return everything that's been stolen in Jesus' name. And Lord, we just thank You, God. We're not in it for the money, Father. We're in it for the provision so that we can be a blessing to those that are around us, Lord. And I thank You for prospering us in everything that You do. And I just want to give You all the glory and all the praise. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Come on, God has been good to me. Let me say that again. God has been good to me. Hallelujah. Let's go to verse 26 of Genesis chapter 1. I figured if we're going to talk about a new beginning, we ought to go to the beginning. Right? And I know you've all read this before, but just listen up. It said, and then God said, let us make man in our image according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. Now, there's some outstanding statements in this particular verse. And the first one is, He said this. He said, let us make man in our image. See, you're not created like a dog. You're not created like a fish. You're far superior to that. In fact, in the Psalms, in Psalm, now this will blow you away. Psalms 8, verses 4 and 5, we're going to turn there in a minute. But it says this, He's made us a little lower than angels. But the only reason it says angels there is because the translators were a little bit wimpy of putting in the right word. Because the word there is Elohim. And that means gods. We're not gods. But we're made in the image of God. We're made in the likeness of God. We were created to function like God. Come on. And that's our potential today, this morning. Our potential is to act and to walk and to imitate God. But you've got to come to the understanding that, again, it's about living our lives with the faith that God has created us to be like Him. What do I mean by that? We've got to come to the understanding that if I'm supposed to be like God, if I'm made in His image, that I've got to start acting the way He wants me to act. I've got to be in a position. Listen, just think about who God is, and I'm just going to list a few. But we can sit here all day and talk about the attributes of God and how good He is. Watch, He's good, He's loving, He's compassionate. He's a creator, He's a builder, He's righteous, and He's holy. Did you know that's who you are? Come on. You have the life of God living on the inside of you. When you became born again, you became one with the Father and one with the Spirit. Are you listening to me? Come on. So we need to live our lives like, man, I've got something going on. Here's the key to it. We've got to find out what our purpose is. What's your purpose? Each one of us are created different, but in our purpose, our creative energy can come out. God's called us to be builders. God's called us to be people that do things. Now watch this. How many think the Garden of Eden was a pretty cool place? But now I'm going to read this the way most of us think of it, though. Verse 26, again, God, let us make man in our image according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the air and of the cattle and over all the earth and every living creature, everything that creeps on the earth. So God created man in His own image. In the image of God, He created him. Male and female, He created him. And then God blessed them, and God said to them, Be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the air and over the living things that moves on the earth. More than once in these little verses, He said, You're supposed to rule. You're supposed to have dominion. You're supposed to dominate your life instead of having your life dominate you. Come on. Well, what about when circumstances don't line up with the Word? I've got to get back into the Word and say, okay, God, I'm not seeing things quite the way You're seeing them, but Lord, I know that in You, I'm supposed to dominate this life and not let life dominate me. Come on. We have to be proactive. Come on. In another place, He's talking in chapter 3, He's talking, He says, tend the ground. Take care of the ground. Do something. Watch this. God never expected man to be so blessed that he had nothing to do. Right? Come on. You know, some of us think, well, you know, Garden of Eden, they probably had Adam's caught, Eve's caught, and they just, you know, swayed in the breeze all day long. No, man, they had a job to do. If you want to act like God, you got to do something. Come on, you got to get up and do something. Man, my life's too hard on me right now, man. I'm just, you know. Did you know? We've got to find our purpose in God and then be about it. Let me just say that I really believe this. Linda, on the way in, she was talking about a prophet in Australia. And one of the things that she said, and it just, the church needs to pray. The church needs to pray. And I'm not talking about, Lord, bless me, my four, no more. You know, or a little second of prayer, but praying again for God to touch our land. We're the answer to the confusion. We're the answer to everything that's going on right now. But we've got to listen from our place of authority. God has called us in a place to have dominion. And dominion is such that you declare things. Today I want us to have a new beginning, a new outlook, a new feeling, a new faith building up on the inside of us and say, I am somebody that can make a difference because the Spirit of God dwells in me. Woo, come on. I am not nobody. I know that's bad English. I am not nobody, but I'm somebody on the way to making something happen. Come on. When I go to pray, when I pray for you, I don't pray from a standpoint of, well, I hope something happens. I go, because, listen, Jesus, when He prayed, and He was God on the earth, He didn't pray with, well, God, I don't know if this is going to work or not. But there were times that He had to pray all night. He had to give up sleep, and He had to pray all night. Come on. Listen, if we had an all-night prayer meeting, most of the time, four people would show up. If it started at 7, two of them would be gone by 9. And the pastor would be asleep by 11. Right? But it's time for us to get in and contend. To do something. To take dominion, to take a stand. He said, don't let the birds and the fish rule over you. What circumstances are we allowing in our lives to rule over us? Come on. Are we enforcing joy? Are we enforcing peace? Are we enforcing faith? Or are we just saying, well, you know, que sera, sera. Somebody said this. Now, I believe in the sovereignty of God. Let me say that right up front. But I don't believe that everything that happens is God's will. I think some things happen because I'm stupid. Because I've done things that aren't right. That I made decisions that are bad. Right? Come on. And I'm not going to blame God for that. I'm going to take my own responsibility for that. But in that, I'm going to recognize the mistake I made and get up and do something different. Look at this again. Look at this verse because it blows me away. Then God said, let us make man in our image. When I was real young, I had the privilege of going to Italy. And I went to the Louvre in Paris and different places. And when you go and you look at some of the sculptures, it's just eerie how much they look like. And it's like, you feel like those movies where the statue is there and all of a sudden it gets off of the stand and, you know, starts moving at you, right? I'm telling you that we're made in the likeness of God. It's an image. It's you are a God kind of creature. What does that mean? Does that mean, well, listen, man, I'm something. No, what that means is that I'm supposed to act on this life with a different mindset, with a different way of thinking, with a different... I'm just not here to survive, to do my time, and then go to be with Jesus. I'm glad I'm going to go to be with Jesus, right? And there are some days I wish He'd come right now, right? I mean, there are those days, right? But the reality is we're supposed to occupy until He comes. But we're not just supposed to occupy and take up space. You know, you can have a lot of people in a room, but only a couple of them doing something. Right? In fact, there's a principle that's called the Pareto principle, and here's the principle, is that 20% of the people do 80% of the work. And it you know, through corporations, through churches and everything, it absolutely bears true. But you see, if that's the truth, if that's how we're living our Christianity, it's time for a new beginning. It's time for us to say, God, what is it that You want me to do? What is my purpose on this earth? Is my purpose just to find food, shelter, maybe a car, and maybe get somebody to love on the side or something? But what is my future? What is my purpose here on the earth? Why am I here? Why was I born again? See, I want us to live on purpose. For purpose. Why? So that we get something done. You know, I'll just speak to this just for a second. It's like we have right now, racism in this country has been brought to the forefront, as it should. No doubt about it. And we're all part of the problem. Thank you for your enthusiasm. We're all part of the problem. But we've been here before. Right? Well, we've seen this stuff before. But nothing gets done. Nothing changes. I'm tired of nothing changing. Come on, whether it's in our country, whether it's in the church, whether it's in our home, nothing changes. Why? Because we're not doing anything different. Come on. We're not doing anything different. We're not occupying in the love of Christ. We're not seeking God for the answers. Now look, I'm not talking about just in church. If you're working someplace, you ought to have the God inside minded attitude saying, Lord, You put me here to be a blessing to this company. Your Spirit can speak to me the answers. Come on, living on purpose, going to work on purpose. Rather go, well, you know, I got 5 more years and then I can retire. Well, I've never seen retire in the Scripture. Come on, and as you've heard before, I'm not going to retire, I'm going to refire. Right? God, give me something to do. Give me purpose. Give me a plan. Give me something. But you have to speak into that plan. You have to speak into your purpose. You have to declare some things. I mean, you go back to Genesis, the first couple of verses, and God said, and it was. And God said, and it was. And God said, and it was. Right? It's up to us to begin to declare what the purposes of God are in our life, and then go do something about what we're declaring. Come on. God's called me to be an intercessor. What does that mean? You know what it really means? Is God's called me to get involved with other people's lives and get in on their behalf to do something to alleviate their situation. And we say it from the standpoint of prayer, and it's absolutely true. I'm an intercessor. Well, when's the last time you prayed for somebody until something changed? What? What? No, I just go to an intercessory prayer meeting. It's once a week, and it's... So I'm an intercessor. No, intercessors are ones who get in the Spirit and they ask God to give them revelation, and then they pray that revelation through until something changes, something's different, something's happening. Glory to God. Everybody is in the church world that I know is waiting for the great awakening to happen. for the revival to happen. God, He's up there going, what more do I have to do? What more do I have to do? I live in you. My spirit is on the inside of you. I've given you a part in the body of Christ. There's a function that you need to do. And rather than, you know, just praying for it, why don't you start doing it? Why don't you start activating it? Why don't you start, come on, I'd rather be doing something than doing nothing. You know, in physics, there's a law that something that's in motion will stay in motion. But God move, God move, God move, God move, God move. And He's going, I already did, but you're just sitting there and I can't do anything through a stone. Right? Come on. How many of us have really stopped and said, Lord, I'm just going to declare Your goodness over my life. I'm going to declare Your praise over my life. God, I'm just going to intercede for others. And Lord, I want You to use me any way that You choose to use me. But Lord, here is what I will not accept in my life. I will not accept effort without change. Because Lord, if You're telling me to do something, then something is going to get done. Supernaturally. By His Spirit. Come on. God's good. God's loving. God's compassionate. He's a creator. He's a builder. He's righteous. He's holy. He's compassionate. Where's our compassion? I love this, you know, definition of compassion. Compassion is love in action. Now, you probably have never had this happen to you, but I've had people say, well, man, I love you, brother. What does that mean? Nothing. It really means nothing until you have an opportunity to act on that somehow. Right? I love you, brother. Man, I'm praying for you. Some people define that as, I'll pray for you, brother, and so I say a 3-second prayer, and that's the end of that. But it should be that if we're praying for one another, anytime that it comes to our heart or our mind, Lord, I'm going to pray this through. I'm going to continue to pray this through. I'm going to pray this through. I'm going to fast and pray, God, until I get resolved, get an answer. Come on. It's time for us to do something. If we want a new beginning, we have to begin to do something. Come on. I want you to do something different. Why? Because your life can be better than it is today. Your life can be more fruitful than it is today. Your life can be more productive than it is today. Glory to God. Let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. I have to go here because I have to show you, and you all know this verse. Why? Because I've said it hundreds of times. But we've got to begin to declare it over ourselves. How many in this room have made mistakes? Well, have you quit because you made a mistake? Have you disqualified yourself because you made mistakes? Well, some of our lives act like that. You know, have you asked for forgiveness? Has He forgiven you? Then why are you still, you know, living like what you did has the ability to stop what you're supposed to do? I really love you. 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. And that new creation is a species that never existed before. The moment that you allow Jesus to become the Lord of your life, you became a new creature in Christ. Now, you might look the same, right? And you might still have some of the same attitudes, right? You might still have some of the same emotions, but we're not talking about the outside. We're talking about the inside. On the inside, the Spirit of God came to, and He put a new heart in you so that He could come and live and abide and be with you. On the inside, you're a brand new creature in Christ Jesus. So quit acting the way you used to act. Quit thinking the way you used to think. Begin to see yourself as a new creature in Christ Jesus. Why? Because I need you to. The world needs you to. Come on, why? Because if we're going to do something for God on purpose going forward, then we have to believe that what we're doing makes a difference. Man, I'm glad to see you all today, and it's so exciting to be back at church. Isn't it? I mean, I just love this. But the reality is I don't want to leave here the same way that I came in Jesus' name. And I have had lots of opportunities to change, but I haven't always taken them. Right? And this morning, what I'm saying is, if we want a new beginning, we have to begin to declare that I'm not the man that I was. And then start to have dominion over our own feelings, our own thoughts, our own, emotions. I need to dominate my thinking rather than have my thinking dominate me. Come on. Well, I'm just worthless. I can't do anything. I'm this age or I'm that age or I'm not this or I'm not this. No, I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus. And behold, all things have become new. Old things have passed away. All things are new. I'm a brand new person in Christ Jesus. I've got the life of God on the inside of me. But I don't want to say that just to have goosebumps. Right? I want to say that so that I can make a difference. That my life can represent Jesus. Think about that for a minute. Your life is supposed to represent Jesus. So when you're at work, when you're at home, when you're at the grocery store, when you're in traffic, Jesus, 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 I'm made in the image of God. I have the Spirit of God living on the inside of me. I've been made a new creature in Christ Jesus for good works, Ephesians says. Isn't that awesome? It's so cool. Go to 2 Peter chapter 2. 2 Peter chapter 2. Here's what I know. If you're not saying things differently than you've always said things, you will never have change. Let me say that again. If you're not declaring things differently than you've always declared them, you'll continue in the same road that you're on. If you've always heard this voice in the back of your mind, well, I'm not good about anything. I'm just not. And that's what you've been saying. Then you're going to remain that way. But if you begin to declare, God has made me for purpose. I have the Spirit of God on the inside of me. Listen, if I am working in a job, then I go into job, the Spirit of God goes with me into that job. He gives me wisdom, He gives me strength, He gives me power. I thank you, God, that your favor is upon me. So that you can be the one with the answer. Why? So that you can give glory back to God. You can take Jesus with you everywhere. Because He's with you. He's in you. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 2, it says, "Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of our Lord Jesus. As His divine power is given to us all things that pertain to life and to godliness, through the knowledge of Him who called us by glory and virtue, by which we've been given exceedingly and great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust." Did you know that in Romans it says that we were once dominated by sins, but now that we should have dominion over it? How many have had issues in your life that have been hard to break? What are you saying about it? Are you declaring who you are in Christ Jesus? Are you declaring to sin, "Sin, you no longer will have dominion over me. I am made in the image of God, and I've been made the same God who declares things is my example of how I'm supposed to declare over my life." Come on. I know there's circumstances. But we should never allow the spirit of depression to come upon us, the spirit of loneliness to come upon us. All of those things, they're real, right? They're real. But we need to start standing up to them and say, "No, I'm declaring who I am in Christ Jesus. This is who God has made me to be. This is in my weapon or arsenal that I can begin to declare in my life what God has made me to be." And listen again what he says in verse 2. "Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and our Lord and Jesus our Lord." Look at grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God. Why? Because when you know who God is, you can begin to see who you are. If I've been made in the image of God, if that's how I was created, and I've been born again into that image, glory to God, then I can begin to see who God is, and I can say, "Listen, I'm not God. I give God all the glory, but He's created me to have dominion over my life, and I'm going to start living out of the potential of what He's given to me. And the more I know about God, the more I'll know about me." Now listen. This is incredible. He says, "As His divine power has been given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness." I just can't do this. You're right. But if you'll begin to declare, declare, to rule, to dominate, to put this in your heart, put this in your mind, that His divine power has been given to me in all things that pertain to life. His power, His dominion has been given to me when I go to work, when I go to school, when I get up in the morning, when I lay my head, when I go to prayer. His life is living on the inside of me. "And through the knowledge of Him who called us by glory and virtue." Oh, man. There was a day when I came to Christ because the Spirit of God bid me to come. And I gave my heart to Him, and He put His nature on the inside of me. So I'm not living as a mortal, fleshly man who has no hope, who has no power, who has no ability. But I'm living as a man of God who is filled with the Spirit of God, who has the life of God on the inside of him, and is available to be used day, night, day, 24/7. His Spirit is on the inside of me. But I need to begin to declare that over my circumstances, rather than allow my circumstances to dictate or to dominate where I am. I'm talking about a new beginning. Right? You want a new beginning? You got to move. You got to do something. You got to declare something. You got to become something that you're not now. Glory to God. Listen to verse 4. By which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious. He didn't say, well, I've given you a couple of promises. A promise from God would be enough. But he said, I didn't just give you a little one. Listen to this description. How would you like at Christmas time to come and there's this package and it's got your name on it? And this isn't just a gift, but this is the gift of gifts. This gift, come on, is precious. It's exceeding. It's great. And you open that up and it totally blows you away. Come on, Christmas time, a brand new Harley goes to Justin's Christmas tree. Come on. That would be great. That would be exceeding. That would be no way. Right? Right? That's what God said that He's given to you. You're facing life, but and all of us, man, sometimes life is hard. Sometimes, in my vernacular, forgive me, but life sucks. Right? But we're not to let it dominate us. We're supposed to dominate it. In other words, life, I'm speaking to you right now. I'm living life out of exceeding great and precious promises that through these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Think about this for just a second. I am a partaker of the divine nature. See, the more you meditate on that, the more it blows your mind. You can't compute this with your noodle. You've got to have the Spirit of God reveal this to you. I am a partaker. What does that mean? I've taken. You know, you bring me a chocolate cheesecake, and it's there. But the minute I get my fork and the plate, and you put a piece on there, I'm now a partaker. Right? It's there, but unless I put the fork to it, put it in my mouth, it's not mine. Right? It's just there. Boy, that cheesecake looks really nice. Sure be nice to be part of that. But not until you do something about that cheesecake are you going to be a partaker. He has made us to be partakers of the divine nature. It's available to us, but are we doing anything with it? Or is it just sitting on the counter? You got to see yourself. You got to see yourself. Man, the divine nature of God is inside of me. Jesus made this statement, and it's just, you know, amazing. He said, all things are possible to those who believe. Why? Because my very action has made you a partaker of the nature of God. Well, you know, I'm just not a very loving person. I just keep to myself. Well, be a partaker. Right? I'm not very smart. Well, He said that He's given you the mind of Christ. Be a partaker. Are you listening to me? Come on. I don't know what to do. Well, be a partaker. He said ask and He'd tell you. Are you listening to what I'm saying? I've got to quit. But I want you to know that today is your day for a new beginning if you want it. But it's not automatic. And it won't happen if you continue to do the same things that you've been doing. Quit settling for life as it comes and start declaring that life happens the way God intended it. Amen? Amen. Well, let's pray. Father, we thank You that You've made us new on the inside. We thank You that we have a new beginning. We thank You that Your Spirit dwells on the inside of us. I thank You, Lord, today that Your mercy are new every morning. We just want to give You praise and give You glory and give You honor. If I could have the worship team come up, we'll just close with a worship song. And if you have any prayer needs at all, come on up. We'd be happy to pray with you. But as they're coming, I just ask you, have you given your life to Jesus? Is He really Lord of your life? Have you become a new creature in Christ Jesus? Have you laid your life down so that He could live His life through you? If you haven't, that's the first step. You've got to declare that Jesus is Lord. You've got to declare that He is your Lord and Savior. If you're here today and you've never done that, with every head bowed, every eye closed, no one looking around, I just want to ask you if that's you, or maybe you've done that before, but you haven't been walking with Him, and you say, today, I just need a change. I want a new beginning. I want a new start. If that's you, would you raise your hand right now? I see that hand. Anybody else? Come on. I see that hand. That's good. Anybody else? Yeah, I see that hand. I see that hand. Come on. Come on. I'm just going to put both mine up and my feet too. Lord, I just want a new beginning. I just want You, Lord. I want You more. And Father, forgive me for wallowing into my circumstances. Lord, forgive me for the pain has been overwhelming to me, Lord. But I'm going to start to declare who You are. I'm going to start being ruled and reigned by Your Spirit, God. I just thank You for it. Come on. Hallelujah. 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 Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, every hand that went up, Lord, I put into Your hands. And I declare, God, that Your Spirit is going to move upon them. And Lord, we just want to give You the praise and the glory and the honor. If you want prayer this morning, you can come up. We've got a nice red line that you can stand next to. We'll pray for you. But let's go worshiping the Lord. Begin to declare who He is. Begin to say something different. On purpose, speak the Word of God over yourself. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
In the name of Jesus. To break every chain, to break every chain.